Hello.
Hello, yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're talking to people today about we're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey.
Talking about what?
About issues.
What's the subject?
Okay, ma'am, this is about a plant they're going to build in Ingleside.
A plant?
Ammonia plant.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And, to begin, are you registered to work in San Patricio County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And are you, as anyone, the household employee, you know, in the news media, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about past November general election for a moment, which party's candidate have you tended to vote for more often? Would that be Democrat, Republican, or Independent, or, you know, a party?
More often it's been Democrat, but I'm going to do different this year.
Okay, but it'd be Democrat, right? That's what you want me to put?
Yeah, the question was more often. I've voted more Democrat more often.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, ma'am. And just for qualification for the survey, when what year were you born?
1962.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside?
Yeah, I heard about it just the other day. A friend told me.
All right, ma'am. And have you seen, read, or heard about this form, you know, a report in a newspaper?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
What
no,
about
a
website you found?
Told me.
Website? What about website you found?
No website. It was by mouth from a friend.
Okay. Okay. What about a report on television?
No. Just like I said, someone told me.
Okay, but what about something you heard on the radio?
No. I heard from a friend.
Okay, so talking with a family or a friend, right?
Right.
Okay. What about Facebook, X, or other social media besides that?
No. It's just a friend.
Attending a meeting? No, right? News site or articles on the internet?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, in your own words, can you please tell me what you've seen, read, or heard recently about the proposed ammonia plant?
I heard that there's going to be an ammonia plant in Ingleside by the Ingleside, old Ingleside Naval Air Station, and if it is to explode, we'd all be in trouble.
Okay.
That's what I heard. That's what my friend told me.
Okay, so going to build.
Yeah.
Okay, an ammonia plant that it's going to be dangerous, right?
Yeah. But we have all kinds of industry out here that's dangerous.
And
I think
okay, let me just write this down, okay, because it's important. Hey, dangerous.
So how many more questions?
Let me write this down real quick, okay, because that's what's going to be.
Okay.
It's all,
because I'm running out of time.
It's going to be dangerous. Okay. Let me continue. Okay. All right, ma'am. And has what you've seen, you know, read or heard given you a more negative view or more positive view of the proposed ammonia plant?
I'm neutral because, you know, I don't know. We have other plants out here that are just as dangerous. So it's all the same.
Okay. Okay. Now that I would like to read you the names of several individual groups. So for each one, please tell me whether you have, you know, heard of that person or group. And if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. Okay. If you do not recognize the name, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Valero.
I know of them at the gas station.
Do you have a strong positive, somewhat
positive,
somewhat negative?
Positive.
Okay, what about Oxy Energy Corporation?
I've heard of them, positive.
Would that be strong positive or just somewhat positive?
This is, my son works there, so it's a, you know, it's just a positive.
Okay, what about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of that.
Never heard. Okay, Yara.
No, I haven't, never heard of that.
Enbridge.
Nope, never heard of it.
Port of Corpus Christi.
Yes, I've heard of that. That's a good thing, a positive.
Okay, what about Project Yaron?
Never heard of that.
And Flint Hills Resources.
Yeah, I've heard of that. That's good, positive.
Positive, okay. Thank you. All right, man, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
Okay, what was your question?
Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and exported facility on the edge of southern and Ingleside?
I would not prefer that. So
we oppose it strongly or oppose somewhat?
Oppose somewhat.
Oppose somewhat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility, okay, at the southern part of Ingleside.
Okay, hold on. You got to hold on. Hold on a moment, okay? I got to get my mom in the
sure.
car. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, you all right?
Yes. Oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, ma'am, this is just these are just statements, you know, the good and the bad of the plant, and they just want to know if you will favor it or oppose it, okay? It's all up to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that.
Okay, ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record and extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed the building of the facility?
The second one, somewhat.
Favor?
Somewhat, whatever. Somewhat favor.
Okay. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has a larger scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and expert capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Would that make you somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, Enbridge conducts, you know, all monitoring required by ITIC permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
somewhat favored.
Okay, consumers frequently use ammonia-based products, you know, found in everyday household items, such as glass cleaners, or disinfectant aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Would that make you favor somewhat, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, the proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property taxes, revenues to help, you know, with road improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
All right, the proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of the construction, and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Okay.
Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, the low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, though creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Would that make you favor strong, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
somewhat favor.
Okay, Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest, you know, in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation, and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
All right, the ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that produces emissions that would otherwise come from coal plants. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly oppose that?
I strongly oppose that. If that dangerous thing is in the United States, we should keep that energy in the United States.
Okay, strongly opposed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, approximately.
Like your lives and send it to another country.
Approximately 95% of the carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to a permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay, ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plan will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Would that make you strong favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. All right, ma'am, opponents say, you know, the proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem. Would that make you strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, the produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ship stock right in the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it's shipped. Favor
okay,
strongly,
strongly,
somewhat favor, somewhat strong, opposed, or strong?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to Ingleside residents. Would that make you strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, plan personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with, you know, the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlikely event that there is an incident at the proposed facility. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favorable. Okay, and the last one says, opponents say that the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives. Would that make you favor strongly, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and let me see, I missed one. Okay. Where is it? Okay. All right, ma'am, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside after hearing all that information?
And what are the answers?
Favor strongly, favor somewhat, oppose somewhat, and oppose strongly.
Oppose somewhat.
Oppose somewhat, okay. All right, ma'am, in your own words, can you please tell me why would you oppose the proposed ammonia plant and export facility?
Just because it could be a hazard to the residents.
Okay. It could be a hazard, right?
Yes.
Hazard to the community?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, okay.
Thank you.
All right, ma'am, and just we almost finished, okay? The last few questions, just to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
No.
Okay. All right, and is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race?
Anglo.
Okay. And do you own or rent your place of residence, ma'am?
Own.
All right, and which of the following best describes your current types, type of employment? Would that be white collar, like management, farming, fishing, self-employed, own your own business, clerical, retail, government, like education, construction, manufacturing, energy,
clerical.
Like chemical, clerical, okay? All right, and do you have an Instagram account?
Instagram? No.
No Instagram? What about Facebook?
Yeah.
Yes, Facebook, right? Okay, what about X?
Yes, Facebook. No.
No X. Okay, and do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis?
The Ladybug, right?
Yeah. Do I read what now?
The Ingleside Index on a weekly basis.
Oh, no. I've never even heard of it. No.
Okay. Well, do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days a week?
I don't watch local news.
So, no, right? Okay. And do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis?
No. No.
Okay. And, do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you full or part-time?
No.
No children. All right, ma'am, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening and appreciate your help.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.